from La Pausa, a podcast devoted to Spanish football. I'm joined by Jamie Kemp. And Jamie said to me off air, I don't really do this off air thing, but Jamie said to me off air, I'm very surprised to be joining you talking about Zubimendi joining Liverpool. Why are you very surprised?
It's just merely a case of it's difficult to get players out of those big Basque clubs in Spain. Speaking about Athletic and Real Sociedad specifically, there's just something about that region, the attachment to the clubs, where it is very difficult to, you know, get them out of there. It's not just a case of Premier League money would be, you know, the thing that convinces them. It's got to be something quite special to get them out of there.
So what do you think that quite special thing is, beyond just sort of other clubs have had a go? I suppose the Arsenal at the start of the summer. Last season, Zubimendi plays Champions League football. This summer, he wins the Euros and plays a key part in the final coming on at half-time. Do you think it may be the idea that he's 25 now, he enjoyed the Champions League football, he enjoyed winning the Euros, that whilst there's lots of positives to playing for Sociedad and Bilbao, there's also the reality that you're not that likely to be competing in the business end for big trophies?
Yeah, definitely. I do think that's a big part of it, because since he came into the team regularly 4 seasons ago now, he's kind of just grown every single season, and there's been new challenges every season. There's been Europa League, Champions League last season, and as you mentioned, he played a big role in the Euros final unexpectedly. So I think he's kind of hitting a ceiling at Real Sociedad of things, that new challenges, trophies to fight for. And I think Liverpool, just speaking generally from following Spanish football, I think Liverpool does have something special in the eyes of Spanish fans and players. I think Anfield has a real mystique to it. So, I'd also mention the Xabi Alonso connection. I don't think that's an unimportant part of it. I think, you know, Alonso is a real idol for him. They've got a good relationship. He worked under him when he played for Real Sociedad B. So I think following that Alonso legacy a little bit is going to be a big attraction for him as well.